Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
And good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm Super Talk. We're at the MCEF Studios here in Jackson, and we're going to talk about fixing up your home, repairing your home, and got a pretty good show lined up today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got a company coming on board at somewhere around the 10:30 hour. That's Efficient Power and Light will be here and tell us a little bit about what their business is all about. And we're going to talk about later we'll do a music segment, which little did I know that it's National Women's Month. The first thing that came to my mind is, when is National Men's Month? I don't think that happens.
But yeah, they don't do that one.
They don't do that one. But at any rate, National Women's Month is what we're going to do with our music segment today. So we're going to, nothing but women who have made a mark in rock and roll. We're going to talk about that and do some of their songs as well. Until then, let's fix up your house and repair your house and take care of it. There's a lot you can do to make your house a lot more comfortable to be in, but it does take some time and energy. And a lot of people in this day and age are hiring house cleaning maids and lawn service companies, and there's less hands-on type work than there ever was before. But the hands-on work is very important. I think it's imperative that, and I say this regularly, that people walk around their house monthly and take a look at their house. Just look at it with maybe the eyes that they have not seen it before and say, it looks okay to me. All right, well, so what? You walked around the house, big deal. Well, next month when you walk around, you may see something that the first time wasn't there. And so that means your house needs some maintenance. And if you don't take care of that maintenance as it occurs, it will turn into repairs. And emergency repairs can be very, very costly. Any kind of work on your home by a contracting crew right now is... you have to be very careful in hiring contractors nowadays because of so many scams out there. They're just left and right, and people are just really pulling it off left and right. So you as the individual have the duty to just be certain that the person that you're hiring to do some work around your house is qualified to do that, is licensed and bonded and insured, and if that's all done and you've checked some of the references, then that's not a bad move. But to tell you the truth, I think if you, let's say you want to do a project around your house, and of course the rule of thumb is like three bids are important and it's important to get, and one bid comes in half the price of the other two, and you go, hey, well, that's great. But when you start checking that company out that came in lower, why did they come in so much lower? Is it because they are actually doing less? Or is it because they are not telling you what they intend to do? Well, anytime you're hiring a contractor to do some work around your house, whether it's a remodeling contractor or a builder or whatever, everything needs to be written and handed to you so that you can look over what exactly is expected for the amount of money you intend to spend. And that is a go-to list and a list you should keep track of to make sure everything is getting done properly. Now, most good contractors and most good remodelers do things correctly and do so very well. But believe me, in that industry, in the building and remodeling industry, there's a lot of people out there that just, I'm sorry to say, that are not qualified to do the work that they say they can take care of. And that's where you get yourself in some trouble. Seems like a real nice person. They're offering you a really, really good price. But they haven't said anything about writing a list down of what they intend to do. And they said, yeah, no sweat, we're going to take care of everything. That doesn't mean much to me. I want to see it in writing, and I want to know what you have to say, and I want to know what it's going to cost. And if you run into something that's like Murphy's Law, which exists in a lot of remodeling jobs, it's important that a contractor knows how to deal with the problem that they come across, whether it be fixing it or talking to the client about that situation and how it may change the contract because all of a sudden all the studs inside the wall are decayed and they're termite eaten, which was not visible from the outside to begin with. And that's like what a Murphy's Law situation can turn into. And for those of you who don't know, which I've explained before, Murphy's Law says that if something is going to go wrong, it probably will. If something it has a chance of going wrong, it probably will go wrong. And so it's really a good idea to know that even though you have a contract for X amount of dollars, there should be a rider on there down at the bottom somewhere that says something about, if we find something in there that isn't quite what it should be, perhaps we should do something about that. And we'll have a discussion about that. And that's really the best way to do that. All right. Phone number's here, 888-808-8637. Our call-in line, our ceasefire call-in line, 601-879-4395. Let's aggravate Lance a little bit. We haven't talked to him yet today. How are you today, Lance?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Man, you've got your head buried so deep in stuff up there. It's unreal.
Well, we got some guests coming. You got to get it all set up right and got music. And, you know,
are you doing sports in there, too, as well?
Yeah. Not right now. No. I mean, as soon as we're done.
That's a whole other rule.
Yeah, that'll be after. Today, I don't have to juggle, which is kind of disappointed. You know?
Yeah, you used to multitask. How do you say? Multitask.
But, yeah, no, it's one of those days. A lot going on, but it all spread out. You know, the rain held off last night. We got the games in, baseball, basketball staggered out the correct way. And so, you know, we'll be full force from 8 to 12. Then we'll have sports in the afternoon. And
That's so good. You know, this time of year, I get preempted. I generally get preempted a lot because of sports on a lot of stations. But this year, it just hasn't happened quite as much because of the way things have been spread out.
And that is a wood desk, so knock on that.
Well, there's a wood underneath. On top, it's
not. Superstitious.
I got No, I'm not superstitious.
I am. I'm an old baseball player. You know, you wouldn't change socks for about 2 months and never step on a line. And
well, now that you said that, I will have to admit that I have a Tom Brady New England Patriots shirt that I wear during their games that I've never washed. I only wear it during Patriots football games. But when he retired, I did wash it because I figured, well, it's time to get
it. Washing out all the good luck.
Yeah, probably so. Or how about turning your hat on backwards? That's supposed to be a baseball
rally cap.
A rally cap.
You can do all. There's all kind of rally caps. There's been some very good inventions of the rally cap. One of my favorites is watching them stack about 15 different hats up. And one guy's got like 15, and he's kind of the ringleader of the rally over there. Got the clown, you know.
Yeah, well, I've seen that before. That's for sure. All right. Well, let's get back to some handyman stuff. The company that offers good service is a company you want to do business with, but good service starts way before somebody shows up at your home. It starts with the first phone call or the first computer email that you receive. Treat it like it needs attention right away. You know what? It does. And phone calls, don't leave people on hold. Answer the phone when it rings. And that's good service. And then the person who answers that phone, remember, that's the first person that a client will talk to when they're discussing your company. whether it be through email or through phone or however you get in touch with them, what they have to say and how they act and how they treat you will really start your feelings on how this company is going to treat you. And then when a service rep comes to your house to do some of the work, the way they act and the way they treat you also has an awful lot to do with how you're going to feel about that particular company. There are some companies out there that do tremendous service, that really care about customer service and really want to make sure that customers get their due. Unfortunately, not everybody is like that. You can call up some companies and phones are going to ring forever and never get answered and no place to leave a message. You send them an email and your email doesn't get answered for like 4 days. That's not a company you want to do business with for sure. You want to do business with somebody who's going to take care of your wants and needs. Which brings me around to Revel Hardware. Best hardware store in Mississippi for sure. Revel Ace Hardware, they've got stores all over the central part of Mississippi here. And they are open from 7 in the morning till 6 at evening. Every evening, 6 days a week. Some of their hours vary at some of their stores on the weekends. They run a little longer hours. And on holidays, you've got to look and see. But generally speaking, they're open 6 days a week. And they've got the hardware that you need. And price competitive? Yes, they are very price competitive. They can compete with anybody in any price at all, product for product, apples for apples. They do a really good job. Revel Ace Hardware just believes one of the biggest things they believe in is customer service, and that is something they've always put at the top of their list, take care of the customer, and they do. Outside of their Revel store in Pearl, and the next door in the next building is their Revel Power Equipment Center. Great place to buy zero-turn lawn mowers or get your lawn equipment serviced for the upcoming season, which is, by the way, it's already spring, in case you didn't know. It's already springtime. But Revel will do that for you. They've got the parts in stock. They've got a great staff over there. Revel Ace Hardware. Proud to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show. And they've been sticking around a long time. I know the people at Revel really well, and just I shop there a lot myself, and I hope you do too. All right, good store. Revel Ace Hardware. All right. Well, there's a lot of do-it-yourself projects that even a brand new handy person or person who is maybe not grown up learning how to do things, which unfortunately is a lot of today's society. They grow up with machines and computers and smartphones, and they never really learn the hands-on mechanics of how to fix a commode or how to install a faucet. All these things are like do-it-yourself projects, and the good news is pretty much any one of those projects that you may have in mind, you can go to YouTube and actually pull up a video of how to achieve success in this project that you intend to do. And they are very good at showing you details. I've run into projects before where I've had to actually pull up the internet and look at a video of how this project should be accomplished and do it. And sometimes I find myself going, well, I forgot about that part. That one little issue makes such a big difference in whether it works properly or not. So you can be a do-it-yourselfer. Most of the time, the best thing you can have to be a do-it-yourselfer is your attitude. And as long as you have a good attitude and you have a can-do attitude, you can pretty much accomplish everything, even things that you had no idea that you could do, if you really think about them and really do the proper research in finding out about them, then you can indeed do the project. I don't care if it's a beginner's simple project, as simple as changing a light bulb, or maybe it's a major league project where you intend to build an outdoor kitchen and you're going to build it. Can I sit back and watch? I want to see this take place. But The truth being said, outdoor kitchens, and I've said this before, go to many different levels. I mean, anything from just a barbecue grill and a fire pit and a couple of chairs can be an outdoor kitchen. But also, there can be full-blown outdoor kitchens that have an actual cooking area, a grill area, a fireplace area or a fire pit, tables and chairs and covers over the area. So that's really an outdoor kitchen. A lot of people are thoroughly enjoying their outdoor kitchen. That they spend more time in their outdoor kitchen than they would any other place. It's a good place to be. It really is. I think it's important that most people understand do-it-yourselfer is something that almost anybody can get involved with. You just like I said, you've got to have the can-do attitude. If you decide that there's something beyond you and you can't do it, you'll never be able to do it, because once you've said can't, it's over. It means you're not going to try. It means you're over. You can't even think about it, and you shouldn't think about it. But make sure everything's taken care of the way it should be, and get involved in learning things. As you do something, do a project of, let's just say, installing a faucet. Well, you may have certain steps that you have to go through, and what you should do is each time that you do a certain step, you learn how to do that, and it settles into your memory banks, and the next time it comes up, it'll be a lot easier for you to take care of it. And while I'm talking about faucets, changing out a faucet, an existing faucet, is so much easier to do with a product called a basin wrench. And if you don't have a basin wrench, it's hard to undo a faucet in a sink in a counter, because it means you're lying on your back underneath the sink and getting up underneath between the sink and the wall and unscrewing the screws that actually hold the faucet to the sink. Well, a basin wrench is meant to go up there and actually goes clockwise or counterclockwise. It is reversible. It's a relatively inexpensive tool. And it is how a faucet should be changed. And it works. It works. All right. Coming up here on the Handyman Show, we've got Efficient Power and Light is going to be with us. Larry Barr and Keith Key are going to be in the studio. And we're going to talk about what Efficient Power and Light is all about. You're listening to the Handyman Show on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy. Be right back.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. As someone who spends a lot of time between Mississippi and New York, I can tell you firsthand how great new things can be. That's why the new auto and life insurance discount from Farm Bureau is so great. It's a new thing from the company that's been setting roots in Mississippi for over 75 years. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
I'm getting vaccinated with
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the MCEF Studios. Buddy Slowick here with you. My guest, Efficient Power and Light. And Larry Barr is here with me, and Keith Key. They are principals of this company. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today? Everybody happy?
Oh, yeah.
Jumping up and down, ready to do some rock and roll? I am. Efficient Power and Light. Before we go too far, what is your business? Because that Efficient Power and Light, to me, covers an awful lot of ground.
What it is what it is we're a company that's involved in everything to get efficient grid power plants and so on and so forth, reducing. Okay, our biggest customer is energy, but we've been brought on by Mississippi Power. So we're all the way from the Tennessee line all the way to the Gulf Coast. Okay, and we do like converting lighting from fluorescent incandescent to LED.
Right.
We do HVAC tune-ups. We do a pre-inspection, clean the condenser coils. Everything has research that says just by cleaning the coils, 18% energy savings on your air conditioning bill.
Yeah.
Your bill is 60%. Your bill, residential, commercial, whatever, 60% of your bill is air conditioning. So by improving 18% of 60% is helping out a lot.
Okay? Right, right.
So we have some other programs too, but that's what we do. We're one of the largest trade allies for energy in that kind of the business.
Yeah, which makes a big difference in the usage of your energy in the house.
Correct. And now we have moved into solar power. And that's why Keith Key is sitting here beside me, because Keith Key has been chasing solar power for 40 years now. I mean, he knows more about, he's forgotten more about it than most engineers. He is an engineer. No.
Boy, so, Keith, do I have some questions for you.
Far away. I don't know where to start here.
Solar power is, I'm going to give you my opinion. I really believe that this world is heading towards the understanding and using solar power as its total source of energy, that it will happen in time. I don't believe it's happened yet. And I think the biggest problem we're having is finding a way to collect that energy to get it into our homes and have an efficient way to use it and make our homes more efficient that way. But it's been very, very – it's been around for a long time, as you well know. As you probably are going to tell me, it's been around for I don't know how many years. But – and I see the states using it a lot on their road signs and their, you know, go signs and whatnot. I just don't see a lot residential.
True.
Tell me more about it. What's going on with the solar?
Okay, well, it originated from the space program. They send satellites up into space, and they say, we got to power these things.
Sure.
And we benefit from the technology that it took to put men on the moon. And then solar came to pass. And by the way, a lot of that work was done in Huntsville, Alabama, not too far from here.
Right.
Just FYI. But solar is kind of a vague term. We use solar to heat hot water. We use solar, you know, like you get in your car and it has the greenhouse effect and your car is hot. They build houses that way. So we are, and I'm assuming we're talking more about the electrical, which is called photovoltaic, which means we use light to generate electricity. And it's based on the brightness of the sky, not the heat. There's a little bit of confusion there. The brighter it is, the better. Has nothing to do with what temperature it is. In fact, they work better when the when it's kind of cool outside.
You mean solar panels?
Yes. Yes.
It really depends on the light in the sky.
It's the light, not the heat. Now, if you're using it for hot water, like I mentioned, you know,
yes,
you leave a garden hose out in your yard and it gets hot in the summertime.
Sure.
It's that technology that you see a lot of that in third world countries.
Right.
Okay, because that's the only way they're going to have hot water. We have utility companies that deliver it much cheaper than if we built our own hot water system. It's the brightness. The water hose example is the heat. And and the greenhouse effect. All depends on it. Well, actually, the greenhouse is based on light, too, not, and more so than heat. Light turns into heat inside a greenhouse, and it can't escape. It's, I'm not going to get in the physics of the thing. But, yeah, the brightness.
Yeah, and, yeah. Don't start engineering talking to us, because we'll go blind.
No, I don't want to put anybody asleep if they haven't already.
Are solar panels built better today than they were 10 years ago?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
To give you an example, around the year 2000, they say these things will probably be good for 10, 15 years if you're lucky. And today they're about 30% more efficient. I may be off a point or two there, but they're much for the unit of area.
Yes.
These things are. They're much more efficient, and with the marriage of LED light bulbs that Larry is involved in, LED light bulb uses roughly 9% of the power as a standard LED. I mean, the incandescent. So a panel nowadays can power something like 60 light bulbs. You know, I don't have the math on all that, but it used to be it'd only be like less than a dozen.
Yes.
So you have two things happening here. They're becoming more efficient. And houses are becoming more efficient.
They
because,
are.
Because of the lighting and things like that. So as time goes on, the cost per watt for these things keep coming down because, you know, it's production. You know, the more you produce things, the less unit cost it is.
Exactly.
And these things are less expensive than they were, and they're more efficient. And as that continues and as power goes up, it's only going to go up.
Yeah.
There's a marriage. The lines intersect, and you go, hey, you know, I'll go solar. It's just a matter of knowing what it is, and that's easy to do. You just call our office, and, you know, we can vet people over the phone a lot of times and let them know whether or not they are a candidate for solar. Uh-huh. We also have access through Google Earth. We can zoom in on your house, and we can actually put the panels on your house and say, this is what it looks like, and this is how much power it's going to generate.
Love technology.
Yeah.
it's crazy today.
It's a whole new ball game in say, just the past 20 years.
Yes, sir.
And back then, people imagined people using solar or communes out in the country eating tofu and barefooted and all that. By the way, if you're going to go out in the country and you're going to be off-grid, you have to have batteries.
Right.
With the type of system we promote, you don't have to have batteries. In fact, you feed back in to the grid.
Which is the power company.
Which is the power company.
Where you receive your power from.
Yeah, you receive the power. You actually have a meter that reverses. So if you think about it,
when you get solar, do you have to have your meter changed in order to have that take place?
They put in a special meter that actually reverses and gives you credit for your solar.
Okay.
They either buy it directly from you or they just give you credit. But for any, you know, every utility company is a little bit different.
Sure.
But it's a good deal. If you think about it, most families, kids go to school, both parents work.
Sure.
Nobody's at home. And that's the middle of the day when these things are most productive. Nobody's there to, so it goes to the grid.
Right.
It goes to the grid, and the grid is like a giant battery. Okay, we got your power. You know, when you come home and have dinner that night, you know, we'll give it back to you. And that's kind of how it works.
So it's kind of like you're getting, so to speak, free power, so to speak, or a certain portion of it.
You have free power, and the energy company stores it for you.
Yeah, that's just amazing stuff.
The thing, buddy, is a lot of people, sharks are always out there. You know it.
Indeed.
The construction business and so on and so forth. There are the top of the level companies like us, and there are other people out there like us.
Right.
Okay. That's the top of the tier. Okay. The lower tier, we call the Yugos, Mercedes versus Yugos. The Yugos.
Not many people know what a Yugo is anymore.
Correct. The people that are preying on the customer base do not tell them the whole truth. They don't lie, but they don't tell them the truth. They don't tell them that if the grid goes down, your solar panels go down.
Right.
You got to put batteries in, or you got to have a propane generator backup.
Right.
So Keith, Keith can explain the batteries are expensive.
Right.
And you kind of said before the show that they're it's kind of dangerous. We've seen the gal walking through the airport, her phone, her purse exploded.
What made me say that is I've had fire marshals on here before, and we've talked about that, and I was very surprised to find out that a fire department is so much better off if they know what's going on inside a home before they get there, whether they have batteries, whether they have a solar collectors, or whether they have, because that can create a different way to put a fire out.
Yep.
So that is something important.
So, like I said, get back on to Keith's explanation, but as I said, there are three groups of people that are interested in solar power.
Right.
It's the ones that want to save the planet. They want to get off fossil fuels. They want to find a better way. And you're correct. 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, yes, you know, we're going to be solar powered.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
The other end of that spectrum is the people that are sitting in concrete bunkers wearing fatigues with an AR-15 cradled in their lap.
Yeah.
They want to be off the grid. They don't want anybody touching them, talking to them, looking at them, or anything. The growing section of this is in the middle, and that's people that have seen this. They see that they can recoup the cost over time, and through some combination of all, they're going to be off the grid, or either their power bill. We'll mention this. Our boss's house, he has solar power.
Sure.
What is it? His power about what? 20%? 10%?
I'm embarrassed to say I'm not sure. But it's somewhere in that ballpark. At least
it's in 20%. That ballpark. In other words, he's off the grid except for 20%
of
his house.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
By the way, our business is solar power too.
Sure.
So we can show people what we got.
Right.
What it's about. You can come, touch it, feel it, see it. He'll show the power bill. He's got it on his phone and so on and so forth and all like that. This is the new people that are interested in solar power.
Yeah. Yeah, and it works. So solar power, I really believe, is the answer. But getting to where it will be just the only source of energy that we have is still a while away.
Yeah. Me and you are not going to be around then.
Come on, Larry. We're going to be around forever, and you know it. Come on, Larry. I want to back up a little bit and talk about LED bulbs. I've changed everything in my house to LED, which is light-emitting diodes. They work so much better than incandescent bulbs. And on top of that, for an example, I have a desk lamp, which is a metal desk lamp that shines on my desk and on my computer. And my bulb went out and it had an LED bulb. And I just didn't happen to have one. And all I had one incandescent bulb left. I said, I'm going to screw it in until I get some. I screwed it in, and when I went to shut it off, it has a shut-off switch on the top. It was so hot.
Yep.
Unbelievably so. And I'm not accustomed to that thing being hot at all. It was like, it was almost shocking to me.
Now the public has not noticed it, really haven't thought about it. You cannot buy incandescent or condescent bulbs, Lowe's, Home Depot, your drugstore, Kroger's, or whatever. They don't sell them anymore.
Yep.
They don't stock them anymore.
Right.
You got to order them from Mexico.
Right.
Okay. Fluorescent is going the same way.
Yes.
Okay? In a few more years, we can't guarantee when it's going to happen, but you will not be able to buy fluorescent tubes or ballast anymore. So we've done thousands and thousands and thousands of businesses converting them over. Okay?
In small restaurants like a Sonic or a McDonald's, so much can be saved by using two or three of the energy efficiency systems. So much.
You 9 months to a year and a half payback.
Yeah.
On the savings.
Yeah.
Why would you not do that?
Yeah.
You know.
All right. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My guests, Efficient Power and Light, Larry Barr and Keith Key, and we'll be back with more with this. So they're coming up very shortly at MCEF Studios right here at Super Talk.
This morning's unprecedented solar eclipse is no cause for alarm.
Bust! King of the impossible!
Visit the Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Back again, Rock and Roll Handyman Show, right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, and I'll tell you a little more about them in a little while. Matter of fact, the director or the president of MCEF is going to be on the show next week, and we're going to talk about something special, so tune in to that. That'll be fun. We'll have a good time talking about that. But right now, we're talking with Efficient Power and Light, and Keith Key is involved a lot with their solar energy, and Keith, tell us more about it. I mean, people are using this now in the commercial industry as well.
Right. In the commercial. In urban, in rural areas, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
USDA is offering grants. It's really sweet if you have a business that is recognized as rural. And how do you know? Well, you can call us. You know, we can get on a map and say, yes, sir, you're covered under this. So on the commercial side, I can't use the word free because it involves our tax dollars, and that stirs emotions. But you can get all your money back in a couple of years and then some. And then from that point on, it's free energy if you qualify. And the people that are really targets for this are these people that have poultry houses. If you know anybody has a poultry house, they need to call us because we can put solar on their building. They get a 30% tax credit, and that's also applied for residential, by the way, a 30% tax credit, plus they have a 50% grant from USDA, federal grant, and then they have an accelerated depreciation. So if you make the math easy, all of them didn't cost as much. Let's say it's $100,000. You get $30,000 back when you do your taxes with the tax credit. You get 50% or $50,000 from the government. And I know that's a word that a lot of people are a little nervous about, but you do get it. I mean, we do our income taxes. We take deductions.
Right.
I mean, they're there. Okay, so you've been paying your taxes. Here it is, folks. It's there. You know, you can choose to use it or not. But you can get the grant from USDA. So that's 80%. Well, what about the other 20%? We have this accelerated depreciation that will recover more than that 20% in about 2 years. That's why I say 2 years. So if you have solar and let's say, well, you know, I don't have that kind of money in my pocket. You got to have the money up front. Well, you get a loan. You're just going to pay interest on a few months while we put in the stuff.
Sure.
Then you can pay the thing off after you get your grant money and all that kind of stuff. And then you, of course, count it for the accelerated depreciation. And whoops.
And just wait. All of a sudden, boo.
There you go. From that point on, you got free energy.
So my 17 chicken sheds or buildings are getting free energy, so to speak.
Correct. Well, it's more like 2,000 chickens, but.
But the thing about it is you've got to be patient.
Yeah.
Okay? It is complicated and convoluted, but in the long run, it pays off. And it's not just chicken houses. It's any commercial business.
Okay? Chicken house is a good example because that's where a big savings can be had. Correct. And there's awful lot of that going on between here and Meridian.
And there is more federal money, as we all know, coming in the future. Yes, no, maybe. Okay?
Right.
But that program, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm 73 years old, and I've been in real estate, broker, realtor, all that stuff. I've never seen anything like this. We still have trouble getting through to people to listen to us.
Right, right.
You know?
So. Well, how difficult is it to get some of these incentives and to apply for them, or how do you get involved in these incentives and grants?
Well, number one.
Is it something you have to do yourself, or is it something that.
No. Okay. You've got to participate some.
Sure.
But call this number.
Your business number?
Yes, that's correct.
Better get your pencils ready, folks, because he's not going to give it a whole bunch of time. So get it ready to call Energy, to Efficient Power and Light. Here's their phone number.
It is 601-360-8720.
You have to go slow, Larry, because I'm kind of writing it down.
Okay. 601-360-8720. That's my McGee accent.
You a McGee guy? All my family's from McGee, man. The Talberts and Fagans.
I know the Talberts.
And my grandfather had the Chevy place there in downtown for a long Walter.
Yep. My last name is Barr, B-A-R-R.
Yes, sir. I know you. I know the Barrs. They're well known in that area. And McGee is a wonderful place. You know,
yeah, McGee is a pretty good place. It really is. It's a nice little city. And they do call them cities around here. They don't call them towns like where I grew up. Everything was a town. But tell me a little bit, Keith, if you will, about solar energy in residential now, because that's really what. I think is the more important thing to get out to people, because there's a lot of people that would love to participate in it but really don't know how to get involved or whether they should or not. They need more help and a better explanation.
The first question I usually get is, how much does it cost?
Yeah.
And up front, I'll tell you, it's not inexpensive. It could vary depending on the size of your house, what you're using. For example, are you using electricity to heat with in the wintertime, or are you using gas? If you're using gas, you don't need as much energy, okay, because that's coming from gas. So it could be as low as $5,000 onward. Now, I don't want people calling in saying, you'll do it for $5,000. Well, you know, we have to look at your house. Now, we could put in one that small, but it's not going to knock your bill down as much as you had hoped. We go for what's called net zero.
Mm-hmm.
Net zero is we will provide the energy you need for 1 year. In other words, some months you use less energy than others. In July, you're going to use a lot of electricity. This time of year, not that much.
Right.
So when you average it all out for all 12 months, okay, you're going to have the average. And if you provide that average, then your net cost is zero. We are providing. The reason for that is you cannot get a grant or any of the 30% tax credits if, let's say, somebody needs only 5 kilowatts, and they go, well, I want to put in 10 kilowatts, you know, since I'm getting all these incentives. You can't do that. We have to provide the information saying, based on your past history, how much power you use, energy you use. And with that, we can determine the size of your system. So every house, every building, commercial, residential, is different. So we can't give you an accurate – we can give you a ballpark over the phone.
Yes.
You know, we're fine vetting people over the phone, so, you know, rather than having to drive to South Haven somewhere.
Right.
You know, we'll tell them, okay, you're in this ballpark. I'm not quoting you, you know, but you should expect to get your money back in next year's. And the 30% tax credit applies. And I'd like to clarify, tax credit, it is not a deduction. With a deduction, like your mortgage interest, it depends on what income tax bracket you're in. You know, will depend how much of that claim that you will get on your tax.
I see.
With a tax credit, it's dollar for dollar.
Yeah.
So if your 30% is, say, $30,000, I'm just using that. Don't panic, folks. if it's $30,000 and you do your income taxes and say it's $10,000 you got to pay this year, and you go, oops, I forgot, I put in solar. So $30,000 minus that $10,000 means you get $20,000 back from Uncle Sam.
Sure.
So it's dollar for dollar. So it's a lot better than a tax deduction. So that's usually the first question I get. How much does it cost? And,
yeah.
You know, it's a case-by-case basis.
We're about running out of time.
Okay.
So you better,
the phone number again?
Yeah, give it up.
601-360-8720.
I appreciate you guys so much. I wish we had more time, but we've got Fox National News coming up next and local news coming up next. And then after that, we're going to bring on a music segment with nothing but women for singing. So I appreciate Efficient Power and Light. Thank you, guys. We'll do this again, and I'd love to have you on board.
Bonnie Raitt.
Thanks for having us.
Larry
Bonnie
Barr.
Bonnie Raitt.
I'm going to play her, too. All right. Short break at the MCEF studios. Buddy Slowick, handyman right here.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth. Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm. Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Supertalk station or anywhere you get Supertalk Mississippi, and watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Supertalk TV, and on the Supertalk Mississippi app.
Hi, I'm
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. It's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. This is the music segment, and we're going to talk for a little while about the women of rock that made such an impact on what generally was thought of for a long time as a male place to be is to play rock and roll. And that's not true at all, because I've seen some women that can, wow. I mean, I have a list of people that have made marks, and we're not going to be able to touch on not hardly any of them, but I just thought I'd hit on a few. First one we're going to play is a Sheryl Crow song. I think Sheryl Crow is amazing. In high school, she was crowned as a paper doll queen in high school. And we're going to play a song called Every Day is a Winding Road by Sheryl Crow coming up very shortly. But she also wrote a song called My Favorite Mistake. And many people think that song was written about Eric Clapton, because she had dated Eric Clapton for a long time. And she said, no, it's about Lance Armstrong, who she dated for a long period of time. And Lance Armstrong was had plenty of money and could have, but he was fun, and she said no to him. And she's had a lot of health issues as far as real health scares and as far as America's concerned, but still is a major force in music. So let's listen to Sheryl Crow do a song called Every Day is a Winding Road. Here's Sheryl right now.
Twice, he was high on inner
She's so good. She's played with so many people. I mean, everybody from Eric Clapton to Derek Trucker, do you name it, whoever, Bonamassa, everybody who is anybody has played with Sheryl Crow one time or another. And she's done a bunch of duets with other people as well. A great artist and just amazing. Amazing. She's dated so many different people, and now she just has a couple of sons and lives by herself and is real happy doing that. Hey, keeping things moving along, we're going to move on to a group called Heart. Heart was first started in Seattle and was started by a male started the group. A guy started the group, and the lead singer of that group happened to be Ann Wilson. And they trucked on a little while with a name, and I forgot the name they had originally. What was see if I don't have it here at any rate. And they finally formed Heart. And when they formed Art, Nancy Wilson joined the band as a guitar player as well. And they are noted as hard rock, metal, and blues folk music. And their first hit in the States was actually their third single in Canada. They had released two before in Canada, which did pretty darn well. But from Dreamboat Annie, they did Crazy on You, which is an amazing, amazing. It was their first single in the United States, and it just did some great things. So let's listen to a little bit of Crazy on It. Heart has made such a mark on rock and roll in the world. I remember the first time I was in Meridian, the first time I heard Dreamboat Annie, and I was like, it just, I said, how does something like that come together? They are that good. Heart was great.
The Army was the first name in 67,
uh-huh.
And then they changed that after they banged around for a little while, and then that was changed to White Heart, and that was 1969, and then they became Heart.
What a great group. Lance, you got a song lined up for yourself?
We're going to let you do this first. I put mine later in the...
We'll get to it later then. All right, well, let's move on. Bonnie Raitt is somebody who's really affected rock and roll, and everybody knows pretty much that she has. But she had a terrible abuse, drug and alcohol abuse up in the early 80s, and got past that and went to rehab and got totally clean by 1987. And a lot of critics say that she doesn't have what's called a beautiful voice, but she has a voice that somehow gets to everybody. She has the way of singing and the way of pronouncing things and the way of getting to you that she definitely can. And then, as if that weren't enough, she starts playing slide on that guitar, and it's like, whoa, it's insane good. And Bonnie Raitt, let's listen to a thing called Love.
Thank you.
Yes, I am. We can live and feel locked out of home. Some kind of peaceful situation. For a thing called love. Yeah, Bonnie Raitt. Love lives in her. Matter of fact, I listen to her a lot at home. Great, great artist and really has had an impact on the world of music. Very, very much so. Tremendous, tremendous guitar player. Has a wonderful group behind her, by the way. A wonderful group. They're tremendous. But she's been doing it long enough where she knows her stuff very well. All right, let's move on to the next. The next is... It's a relatively new band, even though the people who are in it have been playing for a long time, the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks make up the band. And for a long time, the Susan Tedeschi Band was pretty much a success, an opening for big name groups all over the country, and had a very good band behind her. She just did great, great things as far as a vocalist and a musician is concerned. And then one time she was playing the New Orleans Jazz Festival, the New Orleans Music, whatever it was, down in New Orleans at a festival. And the Allman Brothers were playing down there as well, where Derek Trucks was playing guitar at the time. And that's where she met Derek Trucks. And things went on from there to there, and they formed a relationship and started a band called the Tedeschi Trucks Band, which to me is one of my favorites. But they do a song called Midnight in Harlem. And let's listen to a little bit of Tedeschi Trucks, Midnight in Harlem. I've been to see Tedeschi Trucks probably, I think, three times. I don't know. And I've never, ever have been disappointed. They are so good. And Derek Trucks, when you hear him play slide guitar, it's like none other. There aren't too many that play that slide guitar and make it step out like he does. The group I'm going to use as an outtake has a girl on board that does have a lap steel, that knows how to play that lap steel like David Lindley, who played lap steel on Jackson Brown's, on a lot of Jackson Brown songs, plus had albums of himself, believed that anytime you take a lead on a lap steel, it should always be with fire and passion. And somehow that happens, and I'm just so impressed with that. All right, Lance, you're up now, man. You better be ready.
Well, I mean, I played mine later. I was going to do the Larkin Poe so you could people could hear all this.
Oh, okay.
I chose Blondie. I love Blondie. Everybody knows
you
Blondie.
You want to do that?
Heart of Glass. It'll be I did mine so that it would be, let's see.
Okay.
It'll be the comeback in bumper. So,
All right.
We'll have Larkin Poe don't, and Blondie, my choice, will be to come back in. And really, all I got to say about Blondie, she's awesome.
She's awesome.
I love Blondie. Yeah.
Well,
I'll play the Larkin Poe for you. Give me just a second. I'll get that right back. Right,
give me a second. I'll say a little about Larkin Poe. Larkin Poe is a group of two girls. They used to be a trio 20 years ago, the Lovett sisters, three girls. Jessica decided to get married and have children and leave the group, and it left Rebecca and Megan to bring up Larkin Poe, and they did. And some of the music they do is incredible. Stuff like Don't. Listen to it one time. Don't by Lark and Poe.
Honey, don't you swagger in, grabbing for a quick steal. You may think it's top shelf, but so is everybody else. We all paid our dues.
Larkin Poe, amazing, amazing artists. I mean, I got to see them live. They were last year in Jackson, and they did a show here in town. It was just absolutely fantastic, and that's when I really did begin to understand. But just mentioning a few people that were involved in rock that we know very little of, that we haven't played and we won't have time to, that have had a major impact, people like Linda Ronstadt and Joan Jett and Janis Joplin. And amazingly enough, so have the Go-Go's. And people say, what? Yeah, well. Yeah,
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar, Sissy Hyde. You know, you start naming the people, the Pretenders, that the females that have had a major impact on music.
I have another Larkin Poe. And entered, and also had to throw Carole King in there. She turned like 80 something about a month ago.
And she's still rocking,
yeah,
man.
She's still out.
And sounding great,
yeah,
too.
Amazing. Yeah.
Carole King is wonderful to listen to. But that's the music segment for today. We did a whole bunch of stuff, and I guess Lance is going to take us out with something. He's got something up his sleeve somewhere. So you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, your handyman. Be back with a segment next.
It's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's Ford Truck Month, and they are celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America. Get to your local Mississippi Ford dealer for a special once-a-year offer on Ford F-Series, featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North America Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, Mississippi. This is Ford Truck Month. Now is the time for great deals on Ford trucks. Visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
If you have a vehicle,
seem like the real thing, love that you find. Don't you mistrust, love's gone behind. What's that? so confusing. There's no peace of mind. If I fear I'm losing you, it's just no good. You're cheesing like this.
We're just going to consider that part of the music segment because Blondie is who Lance chose as the person he wanted to spotlight, and I think she's great.
Well, and just unique in a time where you're coming out of disco and into a new era, She was able to me bridge that a bit, and it was just she's in too cool for school too. When you think of Debbie Harry, you go, man, she's just cool.
She's been around too.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners and regular and a friend, Rhett, texted in and said that one of his favorites was Perry. What's her name again?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Very good new side of that, coin. You know, yeah. There's so many, and I think you've spotlighted quite a few on here.
Yeah.
Larkin Poe is one that it just tears it up.
People don't understand how good they really are, and they do play the instruments. It's not like somebody else is playing guitar. Rebecca plays guitar and Megan plays steel, and it's unbelievably good. But enough music. We better not get tied up music too much more. Let's move on a little bit. As society starts to get older, and somehow we are, we've got to make changes in our homes, moving more towards universal construction, and that's a matter of maybe of installing ramps. Definitely having grab bars everywhere in tubs and around showers and around toilets, and even down hallways have a hand grip on the wall, a handrail on the wall or something to hold you from falling. Anything you can do to make your house more like universal construction, the better off it can be. And keep in mind that that includes also The lighting has to be exactly right. You have to have task lighting and ambient lighting. And again, as we were talking earlier with efficient power and light, you can have all the lighting you want by using LED lights and not using up a lot of energy. So it's important to make your house livable as you get older. You'll have needs that you'll be happier there. And if you're changing out any kind of faucets or doorknobs, don't use round knobs or turn knobs. Use levers. Any kind of lever on a faucet is easier to use than most. They even have faucets now that are, you can turn on just by touching with your elbow and they'll turn on. But the faucet industry has changed dramatically. But as we get older, we need to make our house more livable and easier to get into. And how can we do that? Just by really thinking about it and doing the things that are needed to get it done. Well, a popular thing nowadays is small houses. And I would really like to hear from somebody who lives in a small house and whether it is actually everything they hoped it would be. Is it filling all of the needs they had when they were thinking about moving into a small house? There are small houses being built in this area now, in this market, and there are people who are living in smaller houses in this market. So I'm curious to hear from some of those people as to how they feel about their small house, and would they recommend that other people think in that direction rather than that 3,000 square foot house that they're looking at, which is be an awful lot of maintenance. I don't care, even the most house that's created, even what's called maintenance-free isn't. There's going to be maintenance involved in almost every house you get involved with one way or other. So it's something that I would sure like to hear from anybody that lives in a smaller house. And let's hear about tiny houses. What do you think about that? Are they filling your needs? All right.
All right, I got some questions for you from a caller. He wanted to hang up and listen.
I
wanted to.
Okay.
First of all, he said, don't forget Stevie Nicks.
He's right.
I said you were right. That's one.
No, and I apologize if there is anybody out there. There are so many females out there that have had such an effect on rock that we did not mention that. If just accept them as knowing that we care about each and every one of them.
They're in the family.
Yes, they're in the family.
All right. Now off to the questions. First and foremost, he liked, he'd heard you mention your house washing recipe.
Yes.
Quite a few times. He wanted to hang up so he could listen to you mention again. And secondly, with brick, if he wanted to add a little of the TSP to the solution, or how much and, you know, would that work? But again, let's go with the house wash solution first, and then should he use TSP in that mix or not? And we'll go to the second after that.
All right. My actual solution for cleaning houses is use a pump-up garden sprayer. And let's just say you use a gallon, 1 or 2 gallons. It doesn't matter. Here's the solution per gallon. You would use 1 quart of chlorine, 1/2 cup of TSP, trisodium phosphate, into a gallon of water. Now, you double that, of course, if you're using a 2-gallon sprayer. And what you do is you spray this formula on your home, let it sit there for at least 10 minutes, and without any scrubbing, rubbing, or brushing, you rinse it with a garden hose and rinse it just absolutely all off. Make sure that none gets left on your windows. That formula works very, very well. And there's a formula on the market called Jomax, which works very well as the same as this does, and it works pretty well. It's, to my way of thinking, it's a lot better than pressure washing a house. And that same solution will work on a brick veneer as well, using TSP bleach and the whole formula.
All right, off to question number two. There's a white vinyl-style fence that covers the edge of the property. There's a lake involved in the property, and it's about a 6-acre piece of property. So it's very hard to get the garden hose down to clean, and there's mildew on certain segments that he wanted to get clean.
Oh, my gosh.
But so, first of all, he did not want to use a solution near the lake that may allow bleach to run off into the lake.
Right.
And two, not necessarily having 7 or 8 or 6 garden hoses laying around. Is there a wet and forget solution that may work, or how could he treat that vinyl with something that may be more environmentally safe as well, given the restrictions we're talking about?
Lance said it already. It's a product called wet and forget, and you actually can apply it and leave it alone. And it does not seem, it seems like an hour or two later, it hasn't done a thing to make the mildew of the mold disappear on a white fence, even a white, whether it's a wooden fence or a plastic fence, it doesn't matter. But it will work. It does do the job. Wet and forget is a very good product, and it's a spray-on product. You spray it on and leave it alone. You don't rinse it off. You don't do anything. You just let it sit there, and it works by itself in removing any mildew or mold. Wet and forget, a very good product. Sold any big box home center. Every rural hardware store has all the wet and forget you'll ever need.
And that's fairly environmentally safe in case you had a rain or something came in and washed it off. And
I think I'd want to do some research before I did that. I really would want to find out how much the wet and forget is going to
allow. Sounds like he's got a pond that's got a bunch of good fish in it that he likes to go over there and fish and doesn't want to be eating wet and forget or chlorine. And
my thinking and my opinion is the wet and forget is not going to seep into the water lake. It's going to stay on the surface of the product that it's put on and not actually. And rain, I don't think by any means it'll hurt the lake or the whatever critters live in the lake by themselves. And so I think wet and forget is the answer. And I think it's relatively safe in that use. But in order to say that with 100% certainty, I'd have to do some research to find out. And you should too, sir. So I hope that answers your question.
I think that covered. Let me make dope. Yeah, and that was Lamar and Brandon. Thank you for your call and
really,
the questions. Great questions today.
Great questions, Lamar. Appreciate it.
And a great
that.
Comment about Stevie Nicks, too.
Yeah.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Lamar's choice today.
You can, Lamar, you done good, Lamar. We're happy. And she needed a mention as well. Well, any kind of rough wood needs sanding. You know, you're replacing a piece of trim on your house, and or you even what I did on my house. I had some trim going down to the about 6 inches from the ground, but the first 6 inches of the trim was decaying. So what I did was found some 5/4 by 4, cut a piece off to actually splice it in there, and then I used a exterior wood filler to make that joint disappear. And then when it dried, I sanded it, primed it, and painted it with a top coat of external latex paint. You can't see that it's there. You can't tell that it's there. But I think that is a matter of how well you sand it. Sanding is a tricky situation. You can oversand easily, but if you have a belt sander, to oversand is like, it's an easy thing to do. A lot of, but belt sanders work. They work very well in any kind of, even making a wood piece of wood smaller than it really is. The second would be a palm sander. A palm sander fits in the palm of your hand and really works exceptionally well because it does not leave any kind of grooves in any particular direction of the grain. A palm sander is one of those that you can almost use against the grain. Pretty much you should always use it with the grain when you can, but sometimes you'll have to go back and forth across the grain. A belt sander works really well. And I've found that using a sanding block itself, to me, is easier to use than a piece of sandpaper. Sanding blocks come, you can buy them again at any place that sells any kind of building material or hardware store, or a Rebel hardware store particularly. I like sanding blocks. They come in many different levels of grit, whether you can get a high grit or a low grit, and they work extremely well and they last a long time. I really do like sanding blocks an awful lot, and I think it's the easiest way to make wood smooth. And but remember, once you paint it with some primer, there's a pretty good chance the grain on that wood is going to raise just a little bit, and it may need another bit of sanding. Not so much you take off the existing primer, but so that you do smooth it out again. And that works. That'll work for you, and you'll be happy that you did just that. So that's something I think people need to think about and when they're sanding and practice all the time. You get better at it, by the way. All right. I've been hearing a lot lately about houses sitting in the low part of their subdivision, therefore water ponding in their backyard, because the builders are, they build a house, they build it up on the highest level of the land property that that particular person owns, and somehow there always seems to be like a valley going through the backyard where the hill is the grass is going uphill towards the fence, and the grass is also going uphill towards the yard. Well, what that does is it creates ponding in your yard, which is sometimes can pretty much take over your yard if you let it. So the best solution to ponding in the yard is what's called a catch basin. A catch basin is a product about 9 inches deep, about 9 inches square. And it has outlets on it, which allows hoses to attach to it. And these hoses are to go down a trench and downhill at 1/8 of an inch per foot. And that will be your drainage for your backyard. All of the ponding will then fall into your catch basin and drain down your drain pipes, which will be covered with the grass, sod, and disappear and won't have any. The only thing that will really show is the grate in your backyard. The hardest thing with those is keeping them clean. You've got to clean them out from time to time.
Well, I had a comment I wanted to mention while people are out looking to get the parts, you know, in pieces they need to do this work.
Sure.
That you're referencing, Rebel Ace is a great place to go. Oh, and yeah. Let me tell you, Mama, she just let me know that she was on Spillway, and they're grilling in the parking lot today. They got grilled sausage, cabbage, free samples at Rebel Ace. So it's delicious, she said. Y'all got to get out and go get some.
Yeah, big day today.
So, yeah, big grilling day going out at Rebel Ace. So.
I might go there for lunch.
Yeah, that's what I was. You get out here before I do.
Look out, people. Buddy's on the way. Yeah, the Rebel's always got something going on. But today's, I guess, a big. Isn't today the St. Patty's Day parade?
It is in, today in Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, in Jackson. It's a big deal. In Jackson, so. It is, which yeah. is, you know, certainly not St. Patty's Day, but it's definitely.
Well, they picked a good one because last week it was pouring down rain,
there
and
you
then
go.
Today it's
there
sunshine and beautiful.
Yeah, so. It is nice.
Good choice, Jackson.
Yeah, really. Well done, well done. All right. Catch basins are important, and it's something that everybody needs to think about from time to time because you sure don't want water ponding in your backyard by any means. Well, just a piece of useless information I'll put out there to you. In my backyard lately, we've had to worry about a coyote. Yeah, yeah. We'll pick that up in a little bit. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the MCEF Studios. Be right back. Don't go away. We'll be back with more of the Handyman in just a minute.
I'm going to get you in the first degree. Oh, it's a bad spell. Talking about a bad spell. Boy, you're fast as lightning.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish. Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
This is Home Answers.
Since before most of us were born, and she is a master. And just from everything I've ever seen, or every interview I've ever heard, or seen her with James Taylor, she's so humble, which is great. Because being in the position that she's in as being one of the actual shining stars in music, wow, it's hard. It's hard to be humble. Isn't there a country song about that? I think there is. Hard to be humble. But we're not talking about that right now.
If not, there needs to be one.
No, there is. I've heard it before. I listen to it and go, yeah, that song's right. It is hard to be humble. But, hey, a lot of questions lately about duck cleaning. Quack, quack. Duck cleaning. Well, somebody called the other day, was talking about it, and said they wanted to know whether they've been seeing all these commercials on TV about dirty ducks and about how they should get the duck that controls the heating and air conditioning getting into your home, whether they should have their ducks clean. And my take on it was this. If it's an older home and the heating HVAC system has not been serviced at least annually, then yes, you probably need your ducks cleaned. And if it's a relatively new home, just make sure you use the proper filters and change them once a month. And your ducks probably won't need cleaning for quite a while, but they will after a period, after 5 years or so, you'll have a buildup in them. The better filter you have and the cleaner you keep things, the less chance there is that you'll need to clean your ducks. But if you have not cleaned them ever, or if you have not had your unit serviced regularly, then Step out and get your ducts cleaned. It'll make the air in your home much fresher. Not only should you get your ducts cleaned, make sure your unit is serviced, your HVAC unit is serviced, because the last thing we want to do is be wasting energy. And by having dirty ducts and having a dirty HVAC system, you're basically, you're not getting your dollar's worth for energy at all. And that can be all taken care of just by using cleaner ducts and taking care of with things the way they should be taken care of. Duct cleaning, very important to do. And PAC, Pure Air Consultants, just excels in that sort of thing. And while we're talking about duct cleaning, I think it's also important to talk about cleaning the vent of your dryer. Dryer vent kits, how often do they get cleaned out? Certainly not often enough. How often do the filters for the dryer vent kit? Hopefully every time you dry a load of clothes, and some, in most cases, at least once during the course of a dryer, shut thing off and check the filter and clean the filter and put the filter back. And prevent as much lint as you can from getting into your duct system. That needs to come out because in there it's a fire hazard. So duct cleaning is important and vent cleaning is important. I think those things really hold some water. Atlas Foundation, best foundation company around. They do foundations. I'm talking about slab foundations, can really do a great job on them. Tony Arpino is an engineer, and he understands the soils in Mississippi, works the entire state of Mississippi, and can make your foundation everything that it should be, everything that you want it to be. And he does so without using large trucks and large crews, two men, one pickup truck. Usually about a day or less is what he takes to fix your foundation. On a larger job, it may take 2 days, but most likely it's not. Tony Arpino, 1-800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. They can take care of your slab foundations anywhere in the state. Call him and talk to him before you make a commitment on your foundation. Find out what the facts are. He will offer you a factory warranty, which means if he's in business or not, your warranty will be honored. Arpino, you call Tony at Atlas, 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation, great company. You'll be happy you called them. They do a good job. All right. Well, let's see. Grout cleaning is something that people have always concerned about, whether it's the grout in their shower, which is turning yellow-orangey down at the bottom, or which is soap scum and water buildup, the minerals in water. There are many commercial cleaners out there sold in your big box home center, sold at Revel Ace Hardware Store, that you can buy grout cleaners that will really do a great job. Miracle Clean, Miracle Company makes a great product for just that, for grout cleaning. And it's just a spray-on product. You let it set for a little while, and basically it doesn't take much rubbing. You can get you keep your grout absolutely as clean as it should be. And just remember, grout just tends to want to build up. And it also should be known that sometimes when you move into a new home, you'll see the grout lines, and sometimes you may be told that the grout was not sealed. Well, grout should be sealed, because once it's sealed, it stops absorbing all these things that can create mildew, mold, and moisture. And sealing grout is an easy thing to do, and it should be done. But by the time a house is built, there's really no time for sealing, because you're supposed to wait a while before you seal and seal that grout. So it's really up to the homeowner to make sure his grout is sealed. And, again, cleaning the grout, easy thing to do. Just get the right products that you want from any home center and or place around there. Any hardware store, any place at all that have some kind of grout cleaner, that will really help you. All right. Another thing that I think people really need to be very astute at and very good at is caulking. And my recommendation on caulking is the same as it always is. I really believe that acrylic latex caulking is the best way to go just about anywhere. Now, there certainly is a use for silicone caulking in different places. but not where it's going to be painted or be exposed to anything that's got painted edges up to it, because some silicone does not accept paint very well. They do make a silicone nowadays that is paintable, but you're not going to find a whole lot of that around. I really think acrylic latex caulking, which comes in many different colors, the best way to use it is a 10-inch caulking tube in a 10-inch caulking gun, and you cut the tip off at a 45-degree angle, and you don't cut very much. You cut just a very little. And then you get so good at applying grout after a while that it becomes second nature, and you'll stop all air infiltration into your home. That's the kind of thing we talk about right here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it each and every Saturday. Tell your friends, the Handyman Show is on Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios, Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. We do it every Saturday from 10 until 12, and you can pick us up, pull up our Super Talk app. Go to the App Store, pull up Super Talk app, and you can find us any day of the week, any time of the day, at any show you want to watch or hear or listen to. You can do so at Super Talk. Hey, this is Buddy Slowick saying, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Plan a visit to Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.